Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Bikaji Foods International Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Hazel Rathore. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Bikaji Foods International Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. From the management, we have with us Mr. Rishabh Jain, CFO, and Mr. Manoj Verma, COO. I now request Mr. Rishabh Jain to take us through the key opening remarks, after which we can open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you all for taking the time to join our investor call today. While the detailed business performance presentation has already been shared, I'd like to take a few minutes to walk you through some key highlights before we open the floor for questions. We welcome this positive GST change in our core category, ethnic snacks to be precise, which will have long-term impact in making this industry more organized. However, this has also impacted in shorter term, like in this GST change has started in third of announcement came in third of September, and then it was implemented 22nd of September. So in this quarter, in September month, the trade channels held back some purchases, awaiting some revised new MRP because the GST changes came from 12% to 5%. So we have lowered down our MRPs, increased grammage in impulse pack. So there was some short-term impact in September month. If you see this quarter in two halves, basically July and August, it was doing fairly well there. But ethnic snacks growth was upper of 10-11% versus overall at a quarter end level, our growth was close to 5%. So September was impacted short term. But overall, what we see that in longer term, we see a good result. Despite this, we delivered a robust top line growth of 15.2%. And if you see quarter on quarter growth, the growth was close to 27%. Our EBITDA came at 15.4%, marking this as the highest level of EBITDA in last five quarters. And continuing our upward trajectory we have been driving from last 10 quarters. This improvement also reflects a more balanced product mix approach, as sweets have been delivered extremely well in this quarter, and distributing commodity price and our hedging policy as well as fuel pricing policy has helped us in delivering this EBITDA. Our GM excluding PLI is 34% 34% at a control level, which is also strongest in last eight quarters. This has been highest in last eight, nine quarters, reinforcing our positive structural improvement in our portfolio as well as pricing discipline. The export business continued its strong momentum, outperforming expectations. The export business this quarter has delivered upward of 50 crore rupees of revenue. This is a clear outcome of a consistent investment in building capable team, expanding market coverage, and strengthening product capabilities. Our investment in Ariba Foods, which is our frozen factory in Indore, has also helped us in delivering this momentum and growth. In ethnic snacks category, performance was muted. Of course, it was due to GST largely in September month. However, what we see that overall in this quarter, next two quarters, this will change, and we are expecting high teen growth in ethnic snacks category in quarter three as well as quarter four. Quarter three was also impacted in shorter term in a core market like Assam, where there was some GST change, but there was within the issue where the overall northeast has been closed for 4-5 days, impacted by almost 4-5 days, just post GST change. So it is impacted for short term. Overall, quarter reflects the resilience of our business model and growth strength of our execution across categories and channels. From product production capability lens, our overall this quarter two, we were at about close to 52% utilization. And what we see that in next, we invested, we completed a capex cycle in FY25, where we invested close to 500 crore rupees, including our CMU. And for this, government also granted us PLI scheme of 261 crore rupees. So we see that next two and a half years, there will be, we doesn't define major capex. It will be just a regular capex, NPD or alignment, or just few capex which is required for maybe in sweets category or some warehouse which is coming in Bikaner, big warehouse. So, but yeah, overall, from production lens, so this capacity is enough to have next two and a half years supply.
Yeah. Talking on in terms of the distribution expansion, so the momentum continues. However, we have not added many outlets in these in this quarter. Still, the tally reaches close to 3.3 lakh outlets. And well on track to deliver 3.5 plus by end of the financial year. In terms of our marketing investment and the initiatives what we took, one of the major ones where we identified that the small pack growth is not in line with what we actually was looking at. So that's what we planned, a mega promo on our small pack, which is 5 and 10 rupees. Ethnic snacks pack, wherein it was a Paytm, so equal amount of money going back to the consumer. So huge stuff, but this only started in the back end of the quarter. So most of the benefit we would witness in this quarter three now. Besides this, we also started a campaign because looking at that Bhujia, how can we further fuel the growth in this Bhujia category, which is big for us. So we launched a campaign in our core market, which is Bhujia Uto Bikari. This is what was very well executed and has started in the month of, say, end of September, and now will run throughout this quarter three as well. In terms of business performance, quarter two, we talk about overall, as for the company, volume growth is 10.8%. Revenue growth of 15.2%. Ethnic snacks, as Richard just touched upon, is at 4.6% growth. But if we break this 4.6 part, so 2 months, July and August, was a double-digit growth, and September, on account of 20 days huge market disruption, that brought this number to this growth. Otherwise, in idle situation, this would have been a high single-digit growth. Now it's just something to not there. Package fees at a 32.3% growth. Now, two factors. One, of course, there was early Diwali, so therefore, a little bit of business got shifted from quarter three to quarter two. And secondly, which is more important, is that this fees wasn't impacted with this GST regime change. So in the erstwhile regime, it was 5% and it continues to be at 5%. So there was no holding of purchase from any of the intermediaries, be it retailer, outside in terms of distributor or super stocking. Similarly, Papa, which was not impacted, has delivered a 10% growth. Western snacks, again, in line with the ethnic snacks, so Western snacks just shifted from 12% to 5%, so that's what highly anticipated by the trade, and there was quite a resistance. H1 first half, if we look at, so volume growth stands at 9.4%, revenue 14.8%, ethnic snacks at 7.7%, sweets 25% plus, western snacks flat, and papad at almost about 8% growth. Now, if we look at shift in the large pack and small pack, so if we look at last year, family pack contributed 65.5%, whereas this has come down to 59.1%, right? And this is primarily on account of ethnic snacks, right? So if ethnic snacks would have gone, so we would have been in line with what the plan for the erstwhile number would be. So at the H1 level, if we look at the large pack is at 65%. Talking about our market growth, so core markets grown at 5.6%. Again, one of the key markets in core, which is Assam, got impacted more on few days of market closure that was announced by the government, so complete shutdown. That's a big number. And ethnic tax, which is used for core states, and the third was GST, that deferment in the purchases in that stuff. Focus markets have grown at 12.3%. Other markets, on the back of modern trade, new age, and gifting sweets, grown at 34.8%, and exports a whopping growth of 77.3%. Looking at first half, in total, core is at almost about 7% growth, focus states at 12%, other states close to 32%, and exports at 70% plus. Performance, well, if we look at, we also look at that how small pack, which is 5 and 10, and vis-a-vis the large pack. So, family pack with large pack have outperformed with 18.8% growth, and the impulse of the small pack at 3.3% growth. Again, impulse pack was more impacted in this quarter 2. So, if we look at H1 in total, impulse pack has grown at 5.7%, family pack at 17.6% growth.
From retail lens, this quarter we have total retail count is of around 21, that's mainly due to THS. So THS has grown open to outlet in this quarter, and this has resulted in 21 in total numbers. In next 6 months also, THS has a plan to open 3 to 4 outlets. So by end of this year, we'll be having close to 25 outlets at retail level in TA total. And from Bikaji Lens also, we open one outlet. There is a plan to open 2 more outlets in next 4 months. So overall, this number will go at around 20 and 28. From commodity lens, largely commodity was in line. Even in edible oil, this quarter 2 was same as largely quarter 1. We have seen purchase, all the purchase price, laminate, it's largely same when we've seen in quarter 1. Quarter 3 also, so as we enter into crop season, and we have seen good crop coming in of wheat keepers like moong dal or peanut, so we've seen good crop. So we have not seen major disruption in any of the prices of key commodities. From balance sheet lens, normally quarter 2, what we've seen, so the working capital normally increase compared to first quarter or year end closing. Normally, this is a peak, it's been Diwali time, so inventory is at peak level. Also, debtors is also at peak level because normally we supply majorly in August 20 modern trade players and normally 30 days supply, trade period. So, but yeah, so when we see quarter 3 end, it will again come at regular level. So that's part of the presentation. We are happy to take all the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abneesh Roy from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. My first question is on focus states versus others. Now if I see the absolute size of the other states is almost similar to focus states, and the other states are growing almost 3x of the focus states. If you could elaborate, which of these states in the others is growing so fast? Is there any one-off, any specific activation which has really drive 3x the growth of focus? Because ideally, focus should grow the fastest. Right? I'm not able to understand why focus has grown slower than the company overall number. And in others, is there some state you want to now call it focus? Because that seems to be doing much better. That is for sure.
Yeah, let me explain. One is that the number of other states, and if you look at the TAM, other states is almost about 48% of the category business. That's one part. Second is when we say focus. Focus is not just from a share of business standpoint. It is also that where we are doing or building our general trade business. So not an opportunistic state. Other states, when we say, to your question, which states, so Maharashtra and Gujarat have done very well for us, and these are large states in terms of consumption as well. We have grown on the back of strong modern trade presence in that stuff. So that's the reason. Also, if you look at that, in these during festive times, so the fee gifting also is very, very high in that stuff. So in the quarters to come, you will see that the other states will slightly slow down in this stuff.
Understood. And what exactly you do different in focus state? Is it that more percentage of advertising spend and activation spend versus the revenue salience? Is that why you call it focus state? So what is the difference?
So difference is that in other states, the general trade contribution will be very low versus other channels. So which is new age, which is modern state, which is institution. Right? Whereas focus state, if you look at, is primarily general trade itself. So this is where you are selling a first target.
Sure. My second question is, the early Diwali has definitely helped Q2 overall volumes and obviously package sheets, etc. Now Q3, how are you seeing given the GST benefit will be there in November, December? Plus, if you could clarify in October month, if there was any negative impact of the GST transition, would you still expect that Q3 we should see double-digit volume growth as a company?
So certainly Q3 will be better. Now, one is that the fallout of Q2 would get into Q3, that's one. So therefore what we are confident of is that the ethnic tax, which is now emerging as 4.6% growth in Q2, should be mid-teens or a high teens number in Q3 itself. So that in itself would be one reflection of how GST would impact it as well. And overall, as about half the quarter is almost over, so we see quite a good traction now at all levels in this stuff.
And negative impact of Diwali shifting on sweets business, is sweets business strong?
So sweets certainly will be, because you know it's a seasonal business, so if it is got impact, sweets would be a negative impact in quarter 3.
In spite of that, you expect a good double-digit volume growth in Q3, right, on an overall company?
No, I spoke ethnic snacks, which is 70% of our business. But yes, if you look at overall as a company, it certainly will be a double-digit growth in terms of volume.
So last two questions. In terms of GST, biscuit companies are saying compliance will really improve. In your case also, 12% moves to 5%. So if you could tell us from a competition from local companies, they were earlier not paying too much tax, given 12% GST avoidance was there, and in this industry is possible. So on when this becomes 5%, do you think still avoidance by the local players in terms of taxation will be there, or do you think now it will be a bit more level playing field in terms of compliance from local players?
So, see, you cannot control or ensure compliance from the local players, but yes, the room of play, this from 12% it comes down to 5%. So therefore, you know, this will be an added advantage to an organized and large play. Unorganized would certainly not benefit of this stuff, they will be at a losing end.
So thanks, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for taking my question. My first question pertains to, would you like to quantify the impact of destocking and Assam 4 to 5 days related disruption?
So, stuff, but what we've seen from the data, that it seems like it should be around 3 to 5% of ethnic snack business.
And this will be fully recovered in Q3 with the restocking.
See, we would try and ensure to recover it to the core, but honestly speaking, we being a discretionary product. So if there's a opportunity lost, right, so you cannot make it, but certainly in terms of pipeline filling, everything will go up in that stuff. So when we now talk to Nielsen or the market offtake data, there has been, you know, instances wherein retailers were stock out and they did not buy because they were aware of that 24th onwards they'll get a discounted price. So there would certainly be a consumption loss, but I think most of it we will recover in this quarter.
Sure, this is good to know. Second question pertains to, like, how is your aspiration for second half? So, like, with the restocking, part restocking Q3, and I guess the low unit pack, higher grammage coming into full play from Q4, Do you think for the overall business, we can accelerate growth to high teens in second half?
So overall, if you look at the seasonality business, so let's say talking about sweets, so which was neither impacted adversely or positively either way, because earlier also it was in 5%, would continue in 5%. There is a seasonality play. So overall, Diwali, if you look at yes, sweets has done very well for us. But in this quarter, because of early Diwali, so it will witness a downside on that stuff. But the rest of the business, if you look at 70% of our ethnic snacks and say 7-8% western snacks, this certainly will be on the IT growth number.
Sure, got it. Thank you. And last question pertains to, would you like to throw some light into the performance of the THF, Ariba and Bikaji retail operation? Thank you.
Sure.
So from Ariba, Ariba is CFA working for us, so that's merged into Bikaji Foods. So Ariba has worked well for us. As you will see, the same from our export number. As they have a frozen capability, and that's why we acquired that in last year. Regarding THF is doing extremely well for us. So they have opened close to 14-15 outlets and doing extremely well for us. Like this October also being Diwali season, they've done extremely good work in getting great response from all consumers. And this is a great opportunity in THF in coming years. And from retail perspective, Bikaji Retail, so we have an outlet in Sikar. And overall, we have 6-7 outlets in Bombay as well as in Sikar. So we'll open 2 more outlets this year and by next 3-4 months.
Thank you. And lastly, would you like to highlight like how the profitability of Ariba, where we have seen accelerated export sales?
So Ariba is largely CMU and currently is underutilized. So I think in next 1.5-2 years, it will become profitable.
Okay, thank you. I'm all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Shah from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. So firstly, on the margin side, you did highlight that commodities are pretty benign. So to that extent, H2 also one should expect that these kind of margins, at least in the gross level, should be maintained.
So that's what we also expect. Like without CNI, we have issued 34% gross margin at control level, and this is highest in the last 8-9 quarters. And we also expect the same as we have seen most of the quarters has passed by. Like we have given 50% of the quarter. And we are not really any uptick in any raw materials as of now.
Got it. And my second question is on the Western snacks. I mean, you did highlight the GST impact on ethnic. It's a similar impact even on Western also this quarter.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So which was flat this quarter will definitely move up in high teens in this quarter.
Also, category from this year or Western snacks. At overall level.
Category is what? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Category?
So overall, Western snacks as a category, if you see, has also not done well. So, I mean, not that it is just because it's a, overall also, there's a slowdown. And this could be an impact of GST, but not alone GST, overall slowdown. But we got impacted, and this would be, you will see the upside of swing in this quarter now.
Got it. And yeah, I mean, just coming to that Western argument, you've been highlighting that you've seen a lot more regional competition in this segment, and hence, your performance in Western has somewhat been volatile, even though the base is small. So, is that scenario sort of behind and now you should grow much better, or that category issue still persist?
Look, see, we are very small, so I think the category list is not fair stuff to benchmark with, because we are a small drop in the ocean. But so therefore we would continue to grow, and as I said, IT, while category certainly is not in that state to be growing in this state now. To that extent.
And this, the high teen or slightly higher would be the overall aspiration as well over the next 2-3 years in Western?
In Western, yes.
Got it. On a retail, lastly, I mean, 21 outlets, 28 crores. So, what is the ambition here? I mean, H1, you've done about 50 crores. So is this the run rate we should expect, and what would you be sort of gunning for in FY27?
So largely FY25-26, what we see that next 2-3 years is retail outlets from 20 and 28 can go up to 35, close to 40 in next 2 years.
Okay, okay. So from today 21, you are looking at 35-40 maybe by FY28 end, is it?
Yeah.
Got it. And so revenues, you've been tracking at 1.5 crore odd roughly, let's say per store. So that is where it should continue and all of it. Got it. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shirish Pardesi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Manoj, Rishabh. Thank you for the opportunity. Manoj, I need some clarification. When I look back your slide 20, you have shown in quarter 2, our family packs has grown about 19% and impulse has grown 3%. Now, I just want to understand, if I take a cue from the other player, and the small pack people have increased the grammage, and on the large pack, they have cut the price. So how this number is looking different for you?
So, one is that whatever impact has gone up, if the post GST will only reflect in quarter 2, right? Secondly, that in this quarter, there's a huge contribution from sweets, and sweets as the number speaks is by themselves, and sweets is all about family pack, so that's the reason also. So, therefore, this is share of business, basically, is by far high in family pack.
Okay, so let me put another way. You mentioned that our other markets are almost 45-46%. And if you see the new markets, I would tend to believe that it will start with the small packs and not with the family packs. Now, in that context, again, this number doesn't add up.
No, so Shirish, let me clarify that even in our focus on other markets, wherever we are, so family pack is what we've been selling for many years, and they are still strong there. It is that, let's say, for example, if I talk about UP, which is the largest consumption state, so there our share in large pack is by far higher than the small pack. I mean, if we look at in terms of, you know, the market share, so we would be the second highest in terms of market share in UP. But when you look at small pack, we are very, very weak, and that's where is the opportunity. So, play of family pack is there in focus in other markets also, right?
Okay. So, let me ask and try a little more. If overall volume is 10.8% for the quarter, can you split the packet speed volume and ethnic snack, which is the core?
So, Shirish, so largely our ethnic snacks, overall category is growing close to 4.6%. And we have taken 3.5% price, so this ethnic snacks category is growing around 1.5%.
In terms of volume.
And packaged sweet would have been higher of 20%?
Yes, of course. Upper 20, close to upper 20%.
Okay. So that means Western snacks, which you have reported a decline of 5.2, the volume decline would be much higher and sharper.
So volume decline should be close to 2.5%. Because we're
getting 5. The other thing which I wanted to say, you guys are doing in and out. Do you think quarter by now, which is past 45 days, the GST disruption is now settled and the trade will have the correct, the revised price or revised damage which is available?
Yeah, of course. So what we've seen in the last 40-45 days, we've seen again good demand coming in from across all markets, not just from food, but all markets. And for us in ethnic snacks, we are doing the same operation like was in Diwali season or non-Diwali in first half. So we have seen good uptake in ethnic snacks business.
Okay. And last question to Manoj. With the GST revision which has happened, I mean, this is which in the beginning the participant was asking that it's a level playing field. But do you actually see on ground the local players are adjusting to the revised GST norms, or the competition is really gone up, because discounting is one of the things which is perennially visible for the unorganized player.
So yes, the local players play strong, which earlier was as well. But I think at this point in time, wherein the resistance was more on the organized or the large players, which are, you know, reaping the benefit of or whatever they lost in, say, in the transition of old GST to new GST. I think it is just too early to comment, but certainly, you know, the room which earlier they had of, say, 12%, which now has come down to 5%, so it's reduced by 7%, which should adversely impact these local players.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Abhishek Mathur from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to check on our distribution reach. You have indicated that we would be reaching a number close to 3.5 lakhs by the end of the current financial year. But just looking a bit far ahead, over the next maybe 2 to 3 years, what could be the reach that we are targeting? Do you have a number in mind here? And what would be the regions where we would be looking to expand this reach?
So the numbers what we have for next 3 years, if you look at, so we intend to reach to 5 lakh outlets as our direct coverage. So if we break down by year, it is adding 50,000 outlets year on year. Now the growth, the number addition would come across except for other states. So primarily in the core states and in the focus states. So in core states, focus would be to go down top strata, whereas now in the focus states, it would be, say, primarily urban and the rural 10K plus kind of a stuff. So that's the way to play what we have identified for ourselves.
Right, very clear, sir. And also, just wanted to check, in terms of our more mature stores, or maybe the stores which are more than 1 to 2 years old, not the new ones, in terms of the throughput per outlet, what are the trends that we are seeing? Is it fairly stable, or is there a decline or a slight appreciation that we are seeing over the past 1 year or so in terms of throughput per mature stores or old outlets?
So if you look at, you know, we break the growth into, say, organic or inorganic. And when I say inorganic, it's by reaching to new stores. So about 80% of the business is coming from the mature store where we already work there. And the 20% is the growth which is coming from inorganic growth kind of a thing. So stores which are less than or 1 year old kind of a thing.
Got it, sir. Quite clear. That's all the questions I have. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshit Kora from Asit C. Mehta Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, my questions have been answered. Thanks. And congrats on the performance.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyank from Valium Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I had a question on the innovation side. We followed on the numbers for the innovation that we would have done it over the last 1-2 years. Would you want to call out certain innovations like you called out millets, which are last quarter? What would be the contribution coming up from this such innovation that you would have developed over 1-2 years
within the
total revenue?
So the contribution from NPDs, what we call, is about 2 to 2.5% in our overall revenue. That's what it is. Millet, what you just now spoke about, I mean, it's a very, very small and in a very nascent state. But I think this will start adding value or numbers to our overall numbers, maybe, you know, in 12 months' time from now. So besides millet, what we also added was some variants of Falari mixtures and all that stuff, which we faced, and the research team figured out that now there's a huge demand because snacksery during fasting time is also picking up. And that's where, you know, we have launched a couple of SKUs there, variants there. Similarly, like Paneer Bhujia, what we added, so while we were leaders in the Bikaneri Bhujia, We added a variant of Pani Bhujia, which is doing extremely well for us and is our NPD for us. So that is it's an ongoing cycle. So there are lots of products, you know, in the funnel. And as they get clearance, you know, from say finance in terms of they have to have, they should not be EBITDA or gross margin erosion, has to add value. So as they get clearance, as it gets tested in certain markets, and that's how we want. So it's an ongoing cycle. Numbers, what we look at in our, say, budgeting AOP, annual operating plan standpoint, we look at about 2-3% should come from NPD.
And in this 2-3%, Pani Bhujia that you would have developed would be contributing the largest one.
Pani Bhujia would be one of the largest in the recent one, yeah.
Understood. On the impulse factor, you did mention about the higher discounting coming up from the unorganized players in the last quarter. And then that's visible even this quarter. So what would be this strategy? I mean, I do find you also starting a promo on the 5-10 rupee pack. Why would we think of even being aggressive or being present in impulse? In fact, the family packs are high profitable for us. So going ahead, why would we even be present in impulse pack? Just a thought, help me building on this.
So unfortunately, one cannot choose to refrain now from the impulse pack, because if you look at the category size, 70% of the business comes from 5-10 rupee pack. So this is just, it's not a choice to keep away. However, we always have updated our focus on the large pack, and that's what is one of the reasons that why our family pack contribution is better off, much higher, and which also translates or reflects in our EBITDA margins vis-a-vis if you compare with the companies which are primarily operating in the small pack. So, but to get numeric distribution, to get reach, small pack is equally important.
Got it. And one last thing on the distribution side, the indirect reach outlets, which is 12.5 lakhs. When I have to map this ratio to the direct reach, certainly the direct reach, of course, is growing. Should we consider that the indirect reach should also increase at the rate of direct reach? How it should be? I mean, is the direct reach outlet part of the indirect or not?
So direct, see, indirect is overall that where Bikaji stocks are present. And this stock would be present through a store room we are directly supplying. So this will be a subset of that, sir, only direct reach.
So the important part is, would be the indirect reach, which is inclusive of direct, right? The total indirect reach that we would target, right?
So let me explain it in another way. That indirect reach or overall reach is what company cannot control. It will move that if I sell to a big outlet, a wholesaler, who in turn service or some small retailers come to him with 100 small retailers come to buy it from him. So I will reach 200 outlets if my stocks are sold well from that one store. So I will say that my direct reach is 1, and 100 is my overall reach. That's the difference. So your direct reach will build your indirect reach. That's what the approach or the way companies operate. Now what happens is that there is a diminishing return. So let's say if I keep adding outlets. So today if you look at say 3 lakh versus 12 lakh. So that is 1-4 times kind of a ratio here. Now, it does not mean that if I do 6 lakh outlet directly, so my reach will become 2400 lakh outlet. Because what will happen is that certain outlets who were buying from a wholesaler or say Metro Cash and Carry were earlier also selling Bikaji, but if I start going to him, so this will not add to my overall number. So it's the number, but my quality of service, my sales and throughput will start going up. This is how it works.
Very clear, I understood now. And that within the direct reach, how many of that, what percentage would be exclusive Bikaji?
So there's nothing called it. So any retailer, wholesaler will be selling all products or different categories, different companies also. So there's nothing called that only store for Bikaji kind of party.
And just on the numbers, direct distributor, super stockist and depot, if you can just give out the what how many of that are direct distributors, super stockist and depot.
We come back, we will separately come back to you on this number. So maybe I'll not have exact number handy, but I'll please.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ishan Lalwani from Ashika Institutional Equity. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. You mentioned that we have achieved around 52% capacity utilization. Can we expect to reach the earlier guided level of 70% utilization over the next 3 to 4 years?
Yes, that's the target. That's why we invested in capacity that we want, and we want to achieve 70-75%, and we are on track. Like, if we grow our volume by 10-12% year on year, this number will become 70-72% in next 3-4 years.
Okay. And on the realization part, what is the current trend evolving over the next couple of quarters on realization?
Realization. So, from next 2 quarters, then we see that overall, I think it's next, this is a goal we want to, grow this at close to 15-16. And that's the target for tradition on.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harpreet Kaur from Global Consilience Research. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, all, and thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding the impulse packs and western snacks categories. The last quarter, you had hinted at an improvement in these categories Q2 onwards, and we've seen the contribution of impulse categories falling from 40% to 33%. And you had also talked about upgrading the rupees 5 and rupees 10 value products. So I would love to hear on your standing in this category.
So, see, if you look at in this quarter share of business, so this on the back of sweet gifting, you know, this box's contributions or the contribution of family pack has gone high, which you will see that in the subsequent quarter it will not be as much, it will come down. That's one. Second is that while the focus is on or we want to drive this small pack as well, but we continue to keep our eyes on or the as much focus on the large pack as well, because they are highly salient in the modern trade in say Qcom, Ecom, the other platforms kind of factor. That's what it is. Yes, it got impacted much on this the GST stuff came, because there was a disruption of about 15 to 20 days in that stuff, which you will see that in this quarter three, there will be a pleasant surprise in terms of the numbers, what you'll see on the Western side.
So, are you hinting at the fact that like you all are not currently eyeing upgrading of the rupees 10 and rupees 5 value products?
No, so that's the evolution curve. No, what happens is that 5, 10 becomes a recruiter pack. And then, you know, if you like my product, if you want to use it at home, all that stuff, so it starts upgrading. So it will be a, you know, never ending kind of a stuff. It's an ongoing stuff. We would want that a 10 rupee consumer should move to 20 rupees and so on. That's how, and at the same time would want to recruit new consumers. So let's say someone eating competition or a local unorganized stuff should try, which is the trial pack would be 5 and 10. So that's how this circle will keep moving.
All right, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rupali, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. My question is about the joint venture with CG Group of Nepal. Can you throw some light that what percentage of market share you are targeting for next 3 to 5 years in Nepal?
See, let me take this question in two parts. One is that it's in a very nascent stage. We have just signed, and it will take almost close to a year or a little over a year to get that production from the JV, which is Bikaji CG stuff. What we are looking at it is that we certainly should be amongst top three players in that stuff and coming to a high single digit market share in that of the next 3 years' time. That's what we're looking at.
Okay. And which product you are targeting over there? Like ethnic snacks or Western snacks as well?
So this would be primarily ethnic snacks.
Okay. So bhujia would be a major product?
Bhujia, of course, because that's a hero product, flagship product. So that certainly would be, you know, on the high. But not just bhujia, we'll have a variety of products under namkeen, which we'll be selling there. Even today we do sell. But I think as we produce there, our ability to compete with the other players there will be by far high, and we'll invest behind our distribution model. So it increase reach, and the reach would get us these numbers and share.
Okay, so manufacturing has been already started over there.
Ma'am, that's what I said. It will take 1 year. So we have just signed the JV recently, right? So now the factory is this thing. The commissioning would take years' time. That's when we start production. Till then, and as for many many years, we have been supplying from India itself.
Right, got it. And could you throw some light on the traction of millet bhujia recently launched?
So, see, it's a very niche product. It will be too early to talk about that, what it is, but yes, the feedback from a few of the consumers and our research team, they keep taking feedback. So, it is coming positive, but certainly it's not a mass product kind of so that whoso everyone will have it. No. So, maybe after 3 months is what we'll have a right number or right projection to make. But it's a good product, liked by many. It will not be a very high value contribution to overall business. But yes, this is an offering for select consumers who are more health conscious and in this product.
So, are there more products in this line? Or?
So there are series of products. So, we have, you know, say, roasted products which are less unhealthy or normally being said as unhealthy healthy product. So we have series of roasted range which is there for now I think almost about 2 years now, and the contribution of these products to our overall business is less than 1%, and rightfully so, because we are a company which is highly distributed. So product which is selling it over 12 lakh outlets. Now this is an 5 and 10 rupee huge contribution within factory if you look at. And these products, when we say the healthy product or less unhealthy stuff, are not in 5 and 10 rupees. They are large packs only, and therefore there's a limitation of making it available. Coming to your question, there are lots of products, many products. Millet is one of a new addition in that.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for taking time out. It was a pleasure talking to you all, and I think we could answer your question. We'll be glad to take any further question, clarification if you wish to seek. You can reach out to us. Till then, thank you. Thanks for your support.
On behalf of Bikaji Foods International, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thanks.